As far as, you know, the cashless society is concerned, what type of steps can we take so that, you know, when that day comes where suddenly we have no cash, like what types of things should we buy to save or to put back so that we can use in a barter-type society? Because I believe, you know, the American people are genuinely able to be creative and to come up with ways to get around the system, but it would, you know, help if we knew ways to prepare to do this.
Well, Cody, you bring up a great aspect of this, and what you have to simply look at is, well, can it be circumvented? And the question comes right back to, well, of course it can. Look at the drug trade. In America right now, cocaine is illegal, and you're not supposed to be able to possess it or own it anywhere in this country yet. On just about any street corner of America, you could find cocaine today. So the obvious is that, yeah, it can be circumvented, and you're right to think about what are the things I should be thinking about in advance. And people should begin to think about divesting from some of those paper assets. If you're simply locked up and everything you own is in paper, if you've got it in cash and T-bills and bonds and stocks, mutual funds, all of it's locked up in a 401k, and that's where all of your money is, you have to start thinking of getting some of that money into something more private, like gold, that the Fed cannot control. And this is, you know, one of many steps that should be taken to protect against this hidden wealth confiscation.
Okay, we're sort of running out of time here. Maybe we can get more of your answer on the other side, okay?
Absolutely.
And Michael, I'm not sure you answered the fully the question that was asked in the last half hour.
Which was, I believe...
Which was, what should people do? Now, if they believe that what you're saying is true, and that we are facing this cashless society, and the government believes, that we believe the government is nefarious in this, that they are trying to take away all our possessions and make slaves of all of us. If you believe that, then what are we supposed to do about it?
Several things. Number one, of course, begin to do what I've done, which is research it. Start to spend some time hitting the websites that are covering this, that are the people who are, you know, definitely not the proponents of it, but the opponents who are saying, no, this is not okay. I am not interested in having a national ID tag that says I can fly or I can't fly or travel about the country freely or not. It's ridiculous. I'm not okay with the fact that the government's going to force me to play in their cash society as opposed to being able to use my own money to make private transactions with an anonymity situation like it's always been. So the first thing, of course, educate yourselves. There's a lot of people out there who are fighting this type of situation, a lot of good people, and a lot of people that, you know, I've had the pleasure of talking with, not the least of which being Ron Paul. And here's a congressman who's one of the champions who's also sounding the alarm and basically has a lot to say about these national ID cards and so on, and says in whatever form it may take, there's a direct quote from him, will allow the federal government to inappropriately monitor the movements and transactions of every American. History shows that governments inevitably use the power to monitor the actions of people in harmful ways, and here is a U.S. congressman making that statement. So again, look to Congressman Ron Paul's site. He's got a wonderful website. There's a lot of information on it. Another great site, ARC Institute. That's ARC with a K, by the way. It's arcinstitute.com. And this is a woman who is compiling tremendous amounts of information on government intrusions. Dr. Stan Monteith is another individual, and Officer Jack McLam and his Aid and Abet Foundation. There's a lot of people out doing it. But I'll tell you what, the simplest way that I could do this to help people is this, and I'll say this to Cody and any other listener out there. We have a free report here that I've passed out literally hundreds of that will help people on how to avoid the coming cashless society and circumvent the government's control, and we'll be happy to send that out to any listener who requests it by simply calling us toll-free. The number they can call is 1-800-685-4042. That's 800-685-4042, and we'll happily send it out to anybody who requests it.